Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of August, Saturday morning, and Mark is ready to read for us Acts chapter 8, which gives the account of the not only the burial of Stephen, but the ongoing persecution of the New Testament church. And I think we're beginning to see a reliving of that persecution of the church beginning now in these last days. Acts chapter 8 from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible.
Saul was conceited unto his death. At the time there was a great persecution against the church was at Jerusalem. They were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except apostles. Devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Saul, he made havoc of the church, entered to every house. Hailing men and women committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. The people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. There was great joy in that city, but there was a certain man called Simon, was before time, and the city used sorcery, which bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out to himself as some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least the greatest, saying, "This man is a great power of God." Him they had regard, because of that long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. When they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus Christ, were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed also. When he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, behold, the miracles and signs which were done. Then when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this manner, nor that, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray ye the Lord for me, that none of these things which he has spoken come upon me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot to read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join thyself to his chariot." And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" He desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. His humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and he shall declare his generation. His life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speak the prophet this, himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, began the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And then when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. The eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, passing through, he preached all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
Thank you, Mark.